T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Recommended by Yvonne Boyce, the National Chairwoman of the National Trust for the Humanities, which raises millions of dollars for arts and culture throughout the United States. We have with us the Honorable Ronald Gitwitz, and he's an American businessman, diplomat, and he was a political candidate. He served as the United States Ambassador to Belgium, and also a very important post is the Acting United States Ambassador to the European Union. A little bit more information, he was appointed by President Donald Trump, preceded by Gordon Sondland. He was in this position from 2000 to 2021. Preceded by Denise Bauer and succeeded by Nicole Berliner. Tell you a little bit more about him. Ambassador Gitwitz served as president and CEO of Helene Curtis Industries, which was sold to Unilever in 96. He served as a CEO from 79 to 98. Since 98, he has been a co-founder and partner at the private equity firm GCG Partners, and serves as a regional chairman for business executives for national security in Chicago. In 2013, Ambassador Gitwitz has served as chairman emeritus of the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. And I'm from Buffalo, New York, and I know the good the Boys and the Girls Clubs do. So it's a wonderful organization. The ambassador has been involved in international business and philanthropy, and we're very honored to have him with us today. Now, one of his pet projects, and this is what Chairwoman Boyce told me about, is the Martison Memorial regarding the Battle of the Bulge, and basically to keep the memory alive of the sacrifice of Americans for the freedom in Belgium and Europe. So let's talk about the Martison Memorial. I have a statue of it in front of me as we're taping in Hope Sound, Florida. Tell us about this memorial, Ambassador Ronald Gitwitz.
Brian, it's great to be with you today, and particularly to have the opportunity to share with your listeners a little bit of information with respect to the preservation and promotion of the Martison Monument, which is now being renamed the Monument of the Battle of the Bulge, and the memorial to all of the Americans that fought during the, as I know you know, the Battle of the Bulge was the largest battle that Americans fought during the Second World War. 650,000 Americans fought. It was a battle that raged for 5 weeks from December of 1944 to late January 1945. The conditions were awful. It was the coldest winter on record. There was feet, not inches, but feet of snow on the ground. There were more casualties, quite frankly, from frostbite and the environment than there were from the Germans with whom we were fighting. 650,000 soldiers, Americans, fought there, and there were almost 100,000 casualties as a result. But what happened when the war was over, to get to your question, was the citizens in eastern Belgium around the city of Bastogne, where the battle was fought, raised money privately to build this memorial honoring all of the units and all of the soldiers that fought there. It was opened in 1950. It has subsequently been run by the federal government of Belgium. And unfortunately, like lots of public institutions run by governments, sometimes it doesn't get the attention it has deserved, and it has basically fallen to disrepair. And so what we began to do several years ago during my tenure as the ambassador was to raise money to do cosmetic work to begin the process of bringing the memorial up to reasonable standards and in advance of the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, which took place in December and January of 2019-2020. So the effort, the memorial itself, as I say, was an effort of private citizens. The government was responsible for it. The government didn't do their job. So we at the embassy stepped in to raise private sector money to help refurbish this monument to those 650,000 American soldiers.
Now let's talk about if someone has sensitivity towards the lives lost, the sacrifices. Maybe they had a father or a grandfather who were involved in fighting for the freedom of Europe during the end of the Nazi regime in Belgium. If somebody cares about this, and I know what you're talking about, how cold it was, because we had General Al Erzig on this show several times, and he was in battle there. He worked for Patton. He was a right arm, and he said it was colder than cold than cold. Now, if somebody would like to give $10, $100, or $10,000 for this donation to preserve this legacy and this memory, where should the checks be sent? How should they be made payable? If you could tell us, Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz.
Yeah, the best thing to do is be to send a check to the Bastogne, that's Bastogne Memorial Fund, Bastogne Memorial Fund, in care of Andrew H. Cox, COX, Treasurer, at 161 Tom Dale, Williamsburg, Virginia, 23185. That's Bastogne Memorial Fund in care of Andrew H. Cox, Treasurer, 161 Thomas Dale, Williamsburg, Virginia, 23185. The foundation is a 501c3 approved by the Internal Revenue Service. All contributions are tax deductible. The money will 100% be used for the Bastogne Memorial Fund. Now, the reality is that the original purpose of the fund was to restore the monument. But interestingly enough, during our labors to restore the monument, we were able to persuade the Belgian government to lease to us, the American government, the right to maintain the monument. And so now, today, the American Battle Monuments Commission, which is a federal commission that oversees the 26 military cemeteries and the 30 memorials overseas honoring our American military, has now taken responsibility to ensure the upkeep as well as the refurbishment of the monument. So the money that we're currently raising is for educational purposes, to not just remind but also to acquaint Belgians and Europeans as to why Americans came to Belgium during the Second World War. Americans had no territorial aspirations, far different than the Germans that came, the French that came, the Austrians that came, the Dutch that came in prior years. I mean, if you remember your history books, Brian, The Battle of Waterloo that Bonaparte fought against Wellington and Bonaparte lost was fought just outside of Brussels, the capital city of Belgium. So, I mean, Belgium has a long history of being in the center of conflict, and virtually everybody that came to Belgium before the Americans came during the First and the Second World War, had territorial aspirations. We did not have and do not have territorial aspirations, and so we think it's terribly important to continue to remind Belgians and Europeans about how important American support is, how the history, not just of the Battle of the Bulge, but the Battle of both World War I and battles of World War II, where Americans didn't fight to take over anything. We fought to preserve freedom, we fought to preserve liberty, we fought to preserve democracy. It has been over the last 70 or 75 years easier because veterans were alive, the children of veterans were alive. They firsthand knew the agony of war. But there are very few Second World War veterans alive today, and they're passing virtually daily. And even the children of those of the generation of World War II are passing. And so it's imperative that we maintain the memory, that we maintain the understanding of why Americans came and fought to protect democracy and liberty, and that's the purpose of raising the money today.
We're learning a great deal from Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz. Again, he was the United States Ambassador to Belgium and the acting United States Ambassador to the European Union. We encourage all of our listeners to the Rusk Report to give and give generously for this fund, and it's important that we don't forget those who lost their lives fighting for freedom in Europe. It was a horrible period with Nazism. My parents were in Poland during the bombing and destruction of Warsaw, so my parents saw that themselves. A little plug here, ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen live by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, and clicking on the radio.com or listen tab. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPOL Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPOL Legal. The AMPOL Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. You have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. If you have any thoughts or comments regarding our guest, Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz, drop us a note. We have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Thank you for those who called regarding our recent guest, the Republican leader of the New York State Senate, Rob Ort, a former Amherst Deputy Supervisor, Guy Marlette, and A.J. Baines, President of the Amherst Chamber of Commerce. I'd like to thank Susan Christie and Jim McCray for helping set up this program, and special thanks to Yvonne Boyce, Chairwoman of the National Trust for the Humanities in Washington, for recommending Ambassador Gidwitz. A little bit more information about the ambassador. Throughout his business career, Ambassador Gidwitz devoted a portion of his time to philanthropic activities, just as he's doing right now with this memory of those who fought in Belgium for freedom. He was chair of the Field Museum of Natural History Board of Trustees and the Economic Development Commission of Chicago. Ambassador Gidwitz also served on the boards of the Council for Aid Education, Rush Presbyterian St. Luke's Medical Center, National Board of the Smithsonian Institution, the Museum of Science and Industry, Lyric Opera of Chicago, Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, and the founding of the chair of the Chicago Chapter of Business Executives for National Security, a man who's given a lot of effort and time for our culture and history in the United States, Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz. Now, if an American or Canadian listening to the program today, if they're listening in Toronto or Manhattan or Washington, D.C., and they're thinking of a visit to Belgium, why should they visit the Martensan Memorial, Ambassador Gidwitz?
Well, I would recommend not just visiting the memorial, which is an extraordinary place to highlight the sacrifices that were made during the Second World War by Americans, but there's a museum adjacent to the memorial that's run by the city of Bastogne, which chronicles the Second World War and much of the Battle of the Bulge. There's also in Bastogne a museum that's dedicated exclusively to the 101st Airborne Division, this storied division that was under siege during the battle, whose then General McAuliffe, when the Americans were surrounded by the Germans and it looked like they were going to be starved and overrun, the Germans sent an emissary under a white flag asking for surrender, and amongst other things, General McAuliffe said, he said, "Nuts," when asked to surrender, and they continued to fight. That battle, of course, went on for 5 weeks, almost 100,000 casualties taken. I mean, it was a terrible, terrible experience. But nevertheless, the Americans prevailed. It's something, it's worth a visit to remember the soldiers that fought. The memorial serves as a beacon for that. The museums that are in Bastogne serve as a memorial for that. There's also nearby, within half hour or so, two cemeteries that also are managed by the American Battle Monuments Commission. The Ardennes American Cemetery, which has in it about 5,900 gravesites of Americans, mostly airmen, pilots, and navigators, airmen that were shot down over Europe. And then there's also what's called the Henri Chapelle American Cemetery with about 7,900 gravesites, again World War II cemeteries, honoring the Americans that have fallen, both very sacred places and worth a visit. The other interesting thing that I was surprised as the ambassador as I traveled around, particularly the Ardennes Forest, individual communities have built their own monuments recognizing the valor and the sacrifice that so many have made, whether they were Americans or British or Polish. There was a significant Polish contingent, Brian, that fought.
Well, they had great Polish airmen, too.
They had great Polish airmen. They had the Polish army was very active with the opening of the siege of Antwerp.
Mm-hmm.
And acquitted themselves extraordinarily bravely. The history of the Second World War, starting quite frankly from Normandy and playing all the way across the continent, is something that is really very interesting. And I would just remind your listeners that what happened during the Battle of the Bulge, the 82nd and 101st Airborne were surrounded. Everyone thought that there was an easy romp from where they were in November, December of 1944 to Berlin. And then all of a sudden there was this enormous breakthrough with 200,000 German troops, surprise attack, and pushed the Americans back. Well, the battle went on, as I've mentioned, for 5 weeks. And it wasn't until General Patton, who had been campaigning in the southern part, in the central part, central southern part of France, took a left-hand turn and came straight up, marched virtually day and night for several days to get the troops to make the breakthrough that then allowed, together with the Air Force, to resupply the Americans to finally fight off and defeat the Germans in and around Bastogne.
We're learning a great deal of the history with World War II and the valiant efforts by U.S. troops to guarantee freedom for the people in Western Europe from our guest today, former United States Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz. He had two important posts as U.S. Ambassador to Belgium and also the acting United States Ambassador to the European Union. Very important posts, and we thank him for his service to our country and what he's doing to keep this Martensen Memorial intact and educate people throughout the world of the valiant efforts of those who fought for freedom of the people of Europe, particularly Americans. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Montreal, or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little bit more information about Ambassador Gidwitz. In 2006, the Boys and Girls Clubs of America bestowed him the Herbert Hoover Humanitarian Award for his extraordinary service to the organization and the nation's youth. Now that people are moved by your compelling description of what is needed for these educational programs regarding in Belgium to remember those who lost lives fighting for freedom, where checks be made payable and sent, Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz.
Brian, thank you for that. If someone was interested in donating, the place to go is the Bastogne Memorial Fund, Bastogne Memorial Fund. And the check should go addressed to that fund in care of Andrew H. Cox, Treasurer, 161 Thomas Dale, Williamsburg, Virginia, 23185. That's Bastogne, Bastogne Memorial Fund, in care of Andrew H. Cox, Treasurer, 161 Thomas Dale, Williamsburg, Virginia, 23185. And if you have any questions, the best person to contact would be a young lady by the name of Dana Grigoroff. Dana Grigoroff at area code 312-659-5009. That's Dana Grigoroff at 312-659-5009.
Now, Ambassador Gidwitz, Yvonne Boyce, National Chairwoman of the National Trust for the Humanities, has mentioned how important these educational programs are regarding the Battle of the Bulge, that for generations to come, perhaps hundreds of years, that for young people who are studying history and political science and international relations know of these sacrifices given for freedom in Europe, in Belgium. So I'm talking about education programs. How much more money do you need for these education programs to keep this ongoing for decades to come so we don't forget what Americans did in World War II? Ambassador Gidwitz.
Brian, thanks for that question. We've spent most of our time the last couple of years raising money to refurbish and renovate the memorial itself. Now with the American Battle Monuments Commission taking responsibility, we don't need to raise any more money for the restoration. What we are raising money for, and we're just in the beginning stages, is this education program, whereby we will be in schools, certainly across Belgium and in many other locales across Europe, explaining, telling the story, sharing the history of the Second World War, reminding the Europeans, and particularly the children, that Americans came. We came actually twice, once during the First World War in great numbers, and then second during the Second World War to liberate and then to go home. We had no territorial aspirations different than so many peoples that have come before. And the relationship between particularly Belgium and the United States, as well as Europe and the United States, is so terribly close, but people need to understand why it's so terribly close and why it's so important for all of our freedoms. I mean, there's that old saying, the price of freedom is not free, and the Battle of the Bulge certainly underscores that, with 650,000 Americans fighting, almost 100,000 casualties taken. It is something that we should never forget, and the memorial in Bastogne, the Battle of the Bulge Memorial, underscores how important it is that we remember.
Ambassador Gidwitz, let's talk about the significance of the 2019 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. You were ambassador to Belgium from 2018 to 2021, so this is right in the middle of your tenure as U.S. ambassador. What was the significance of this, Ambassador Gidwitz?
As the 75th anniversary, I mean, it just was an opportunity to recall for the world how important and how painful the sacrifices were that Americans made. I suspect many people that are listening today saw the Normandy 75th anniversary that took place in June of 2019. In fact, the battles at Normandy were smaller than the Battle of the Bulge outside of Bastogne. And so what we did in Bastogne in December of 2019 was just to recall for everyone the sacrifices that were made. It was hosted by the King of Belgium, and we had quite a number of heads of state in attendance, as well as other dignitaries. Then Secretary of Defense was there, Secretary Esper, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House of Representatives, was there. She incidentally lost an uncle in the Battle of the Bulge.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And has very strong feelings about commemorating and remembering what went on there, obviously. We had the President of Germany was there, the President of Poland was in attendance, the Archduke of Luxembourg was there, as well as many other dignitaries. It was a very solemn occasion, but a very important occasion, and it was broadcast around the world.
I'm sorry that we have to bring the Rust Report to a close. Again, we thank Yvonne Boyce for recommending this program as the National Chairwoman of the National Trust for the Humanities. We encourage all of our listeners to give generously to help keep alive the memory of those who fought for freedom in Europe with this Martensen Memorial with educational programs. Please send checks payable to Bastogne Memorial Fund, care of Andrew Cox, Treasurer, 161 Thomas Dale, D-A-L-E, and that's Williamsburg, Virginia, 23188. Again, we thank Kevin Carr, Director of Production, who served us for the last 15 years, and thank you for enlightening us about this very important Bastogne Memorial Fund and Educational Programs, Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.